The Lord is with us and leading us, dear heart dwellers. And I had a beautiful time in worship tonight, just really beautiful. I came into worship telling the Lord, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need you to help me to worship as you want me to. I had a good, strong cup of coffee, and that helped a little bit. And I stayed on focus. I didn't drift off onto a project. And this time was set aside to be with him, and it was so beautiful. I put on some very directly worshiping songs, some Terry McAlmon songs that are directly praise and worship and sound very much like what goes on in heaven with all kinds of instruments and a choir. And it was very, very powerful time of worship. And just as an aside, let me see here what the music was that I used, because I want to share that with you. I came to worship you. We glorify the Lamb. I stand in awe of you. Oh, the glory of your presence. All by Terry McAlmon. Those are very, very powerful. Let Your Glory Fall is another one, 8 minutes and 43 seconds long. And it's very powerful to bring you into the presence of the Father. Okay, so that said, it is September the 1st, 2015. Thank you, Lord, for helping me worship and have such a profoundly beautiful longing for you tonight. Thank you. He answered me, my dove, it comes bursting out of your pores once we get out of the doldrums, the fatigue of the day and of life. I know many of my vessels unto honor are fighting the good fight right now, are fatigued and waning. More worship, beloved ones, more worship time with me, more times of refreshing to stave off the powers of darkness. This indeed is a dark, dark time and calls for extraordinary commitment to me. And as an aside here, I'd just like to say that Carol and Ezekiel and I have been feeling that fatigue, that resistance, you know, like the darkness is growing thicker and it's harder to cut through. And we're physically more exhausted. We've really been struggling, all of us have. And I think it goes back to what the Lord said about that oppression of the vapid spirit and the Jezebel spirit. There's an obstruction, a sapping of energy and a discouragement that comes over you. And the Lord said the way to overcome this is worship. Worship, worship, worship. And so that's the strongest line of defense that you have. Make sure that the music that you choose directly honors and worships the Lord. Songs with a meaning and a story are nice, and they can bring you into the presence of the Lord. But there is a need for worship, a need for directly worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. And for that, you need to find some good worship songs and then add your other devotional songs that you feel bring you close to Him along with that, so that you are worshiping in the heavenly courts. Every night when I choose some of Terry's songs, like the ones I just told you about, I see the heavens opening and I see God the Father on the throne and the Lord at my right hand, and I worship Him, and it draws me right into the heavenly court. And that's where you want to go with your worship. You want to be transported right into that place, because the times that we're in right now are in darkness, and they're increasing in darkness, and this is very important for you. Okay, so I'll go back to what the Lord is saying. He said, I know my brides have grown weary of waiting for me. I promise you it will not be much longer. The world is bursting at the seams, and I'm holding it all together with just one finger. But when I remove that finger, all will be set into motion. In the meantime, use this as an interior time of growing closer and deeper with me. You need more of me, my brides, much more of me, as darkness is truly on the increase. I know I just said that, but I can't say it enough. The first time I didn't get through with everyone, but now that we've drawn attention to it, more will realize what is lacking in their lives. More worship. Claire, this is me. What you've gotten by with in the past will no longer be enough of me to make it through these days of increasing evil. I know some of you don't have that kind of time, but I'm asking you to set more aside to make the times. How will it look to you when you turn and look back on your earthly life and see all the frivolous and unimportant things you used your time for? Will it not appear very foolish that you didn't circumcise your hearts more and give me the time you wasted on foolish things? There are still many things you waste your time on, things that have no value in eternity, things that act against you in the present and are a detriment. Entertainments, time in restaurants and shopping malls. Simplify your lives, dear ones. Rein in your lust for things. Give your life over to holy things and serving me. Praying for those around you and doing good deeds. I want you to be strong in holiness, not strong in worldliness. And I might say that this is a time of the year when normally we're tempted to get very worldly as we're nesting and tucking in and getting everything set for the winter. He continued, you do not have to associate with friends who are wholly given over to the world. That is wasting time. Rather, make your life at home simplified, streamlined, drawing further and further away from the outside world, yet not abandoning your responsibilities. When you come to me, expect to be refreshed and given new strength and new life. When you come to me, expect to be held and loved and strengthened in your commitment to me. I know how weary you get. I know how hopeless you sometimes feel. I even carry you in those moments until you can return to me in prayer and we can be together once again in a way that you can draw from my heart great drafts of mercy, compassion, and love for your brothers and sisters. This season is about to get darker, therefore you must absorb more of the light from me. You will stand firm only to the degree your prayer life is authentic and truly connecting with me. If you feel dry in prayer, ask me to help you. Lord, I'm too little, too lazy, too sick, too weak. Please, Lord, pray through me passionately. Help me to connect with you. Help me to worship you. And I will come to your aid. Your confession of weakness opens the door to my mercy, and I cannot help but flood you with heavenly passion for me. I make up what is lacking, because you have declared with your free will that you are lacking. That is the secret to passionate and effective prayer. Okay, and as an aside here, now the Lord is bringing up the Rhema box, which I've taught you about before. It's just a rectangular card file box like you can buy from Walmart with 3.5 by 5 inch cards in it that have words of encouragement tailor-made for you. You know, you write words of encouragement on these 3.5 by 5 cards, and you go to that box and pray and pick three or just one if you like. I like to pick three to get my bearings when things are really dry and distant feeling. And this can bring you into the Lord's presence immediately. If he gives you the right cards to make you feel loved and at ease, he can just erase all uncomfortableness and put you right in his presence. He's done that for both Ezekiel and I and Carol several times. It's like you pick a card and it says something that goes right to the heart of the issue. And it's like, wow, Lord, you're really here. You're really on the same page with me. So he continued at this point. Another way to increase your intimacy with me is getting remas. When you feel flat, uninspired, draw a card from your Rhema card file as Claire taught you. You'll be surprised at what I give you. It will be just what you need to overcome this fatigue and lukewarmness. You will see that I am with you. I'm totally in control, and I do understand where you're at. This is an ancient technique that my prophets used regularly. Search the scriptures for yourselves and find where they drew lots. It's the exact same principle. Some people who are thin on understanding and quick to judge have failed to recognize that this is a way I lead you, whether it be from the Bible, from Rhema cards, or even a bumper sticker, or a song I quicken to you. My brides, I am always, always talking to you. Always. Don't limit me. Don't assign evil to what is good and right. Be careful who you listen to, and always confirm what they say in the scriptures. There you will find the truth. Go deeper than personal opinion when people discourage you from speaking with me. Remember, the last thing the enemy wants you to do is get closer to me, to hear me, and to have a way to confirm and discern my voice and my ways to you. So they're going to try and discourage you through Christian people. Beware then, there are many false prophets gone out into the world, wolves in sheep's clothing. You must learn to hear me and discern me on your own. You can no longer trust others to provide answers for you, unless you want a man or a woman to lead you. If you want me to lead you, you must work for your answers. You cannot be slothful, unbelieving, or lazy, giving up easily. You must press in and persevere, as it's written. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and men of violence take it by force. That's Matthew 11. Therefore, when your flesh is strong and wants to back away from the challenge to press into me, remember, men of violence, that is those with strong commitment, take it by force and do not let it evade them. You will see that I am faithful to give you a shot of faith to inspire you on your way. There are many things you've been taught on this channel that will lift you up when life seems just too dark and too heavy. Please use them. They are important to you. In your Rhema boxes, write down my words to you. Write down scriptures. Write down prophecy. Write down prayers. Write down breakthroughs. Write down promises. There is so much to write down and then draw from later. As an aside there, guys, typically I have 100 to 300 Rhema cards in my current file. You just build it up. Every time you get a word, you write it down and you put it in there, and certain words build a history. And the minute you get those cards, you know exactly what the Lord is saying to you, because there's a history that goes with that card. Sometimes I'll even jot that down on the back so I know, wow, this is when that happened, and the Lord gave me this word, and it did work out. Okay, so he continues. Write down even your corrections and the times you repented, because cycles of sin tend to repeat themselves. Remember, when the devil had finished every temptation, he left me until an opportune time. That's Luke 13. That's how he works. When you put up resistance, he waits until you're too fatigued to think straight, and then he throws it at you again. In your exhaustion, you don't recognize what's being offered to you, and you fall for it. Be awake, be aware. He is stalking you. I've given you much to think about, much to put into practice. Happy you will be if you apply this to your lives. Lonely, confused, weak, and walking in darkness will you be if you don't apply these lessons to your life. This is no time to be lazy. Then I broke in here and I asked him, I said, Lord, as ludicrous as it sounds, many people doubt that you have the ability to choose the right card for them, or they say it's some form of witchcraft or fortune telling or something. He answered me, he said, yes, and those same people have used the daily bread box for years and never had a problem before. Some people will latch on to any excuse they can find to discredit you, Claire. Pay them no mind, for neither do I. I continue to teach what I know will be beneficial to you all, whether man approves it or not. This is where your discernment must go deeper. Lord, can you explain how you do this in a way they can understand? My children, yes, I say children, for you are yet very immature in your faith. If I parted the Red Sea, can I not part two index cards to reveal the right one? Yet there are those among you who do not believe I parted the Red Sea. You are not among them, are you? Enough for today, my love. May my words reach deeply and take root within your souls. Amen. May you rise up over your flesh and take the kingdom by force. Amen. May you never stray from my arms as I hold you against my heart and breathe in my love for you. Amen.